Chapter 19.
Jesus is tested by the Pharisees about interpretation of the law of Moses, divorce. And it came to pass, when Jesus had finished these words, he departed from Galilee and came into the region of Judea, on the other side of Jordan. And great crowds followed him, and he healed them. And Pharisees came up to him and tested him by saying, "Is it lawful to divorce one's wife for any cause?" And he answered and said to them, "Have you not read that he who made them from the beginning made them male and female, and said, 'For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no more two, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, do not let man separate.'" They said to him, "Why then did Moses command to give a certificate of divorce and to put her away?" He said to them, "Moses, for the hardness of heart, allowed you to send away your wives, but from the beginning it has not been so. And I say to you, whoever shall send his wife away except for porneia, and shall marry another, commits adultery. And he that marries a divorced woman commits adultery." The disciples said to him, "If such is the case of a man and his wife, it is better not to marry." He said to them, "Not all men can receive this saying, but they to whom it is given. For there are eunuchs that were born so from their mother's womb, and there are eunuchs that were made eunuchs by men, and there are eunuchs that made themselves eunuchs for the kingdom of God's sake. He that is able to receive it, let him receive it." Jesus welcomes children. Then little children were brought to him, so that he should lay his hands on them and pray. But the disciples rebuked them. And Jesus said, "Let little children come to me. Do not prevent them, for to such belongs the kingdom of heaven." And he laid his hands on them and departed from there. Jesus teaches a young man the cost of true discipleship. And someone came to him and said, "Teacher, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?" And he said to him, "Why do you ask me about what is good? There is only one who is good. If you would enter life, keep the commandments." He said to him, "Which?" Jesus said, "You shall not kill, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, honour your father and mother, and you shall love your neighbour as yourself." The young man said to him, "All these things have I observed from my youth. What do I still lack?" Jesus said to him, "If you would be perfect, go sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me." And when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he was one that had great possessions. And Jesus said to his disciples, "Truly, I say to you, it is hard for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Again, I say to you, it's easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." And when the disciples heard it, they were surprised, saying, "Who then can be saved?" And Jesus, looking upon them, said to them, "With men this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible." Then asked Peter, saying, "We have left all and followed you. What then shall we receive as a reward?" And Jesus said to them, "Truly I say to you, you who have followed me, in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit on the throne of his glory, you also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone that has left houses, or brothers, or sisters, or father, or mother, or children, or lands, for my name's sake, shall receive a hundredfold and shall inherit eternal life. But many shall be last that are first, and first that are last.